Support for today's show comes from Bevel. You know Bevel as the first and only end-to-end shaving system designed for a consistently smooth, irritation-free shave and the Bevel trimmer, a GQ award winner. Now get to know Bevel Skin, a dermatologist-tested solution that will level up your skincare routine. If you need your skin fresh, shiny, glowing, check out Bevel. So now, what I need you to do, get your Bevel trimmer, your shave system, or the Bevel Skin today at Target.com or in-store, or you can hit up Amazon or getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. Try it again. That's GETBEVEL.com. Get Bevel today. What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy.
And I am Gia Casey.
And this is another edition of the KC Crew.
Welcome. Hello, 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 beautiful people.
Yes, and I'm so glad my wife is back. Last night we had a scare. What?
No.
Yes.
I don't want to have to fight you.
Let me tell y'all.
No. So, hold last on a minute. Night, you're going to make light?
I'm not
what
making
I've
light.
Been going through?
I'm not making light of anything. So last night.
Oh, so this was your plan? You're
yes.
just planning on talking
yes.
about this?
Last night we were
that's
all.
What you in, do? Okay.
And this is why you got to be very careful what you Google, right?
Okay.
Last night we were all in the bed. It was me, my son, my daughter, and my wife, right? Madison, Logan, me, and Gia. And we're there, and Gia goes.
Just tread lightly.
She was like, I feel a bump. I feel a bump. Oh my gosh, I feel a bump. So she Googles.
That's not what happened.
She Googles her arm being sore, a bump, and she can't remember everything like she used to, right? She Googles this. And when she Googles it, it says Lyme disease, right? So now she's like, oh my gosh, I have Lyme disease, right?
I didn't say.
Yes, she did, right?
That I have Lyme disease.
So me, Madison,
I said
Logan.
That I'm concerned.
Start looking
that
at
I
each
may
other. And we start laughing, right?
Have Lyme disease.
She's like, y'all think it's funny? Y'all think it's funny? And I was like, we're like, no, baby. What are the symptoms? She's like, the symptoms are arms sore.
That's not what I said.
A muscle joints sore.
It's joint pain.
Joint pain. Memory. I can't remember everything anymore. And boils. Behind the ear.
That's why.
So we look at each other like, okay. She's like, I need you. I need you. So she calls the emergency room, right? She calls the emergency room last night. Right?
Ben's just looking at me like, I didn't know you called the emergency room.
So the emergency room was like, they really would have been like, bitch, call in the morning, right? So they like, there's nothing we can do. We can't test it here. You got to come in the morning.
That's not what they said.
What
you're telling
say?
A whole lie.
What did they say?
You tell everything
say?
That you're saying is a lie.
What did they say when you called the emergency room?
They said, well, basically, that the emergency room is for emergent situations.
Bitch, call tomorrow. That's what they said, right? So now me, Maddie, and Logan's dying. We laughing, making fun of him. Oh, I got Lyme disease,
y'all don't
right?
love me.
So then she's mad at this point, right? She's mad. So she's Googling. We're like, what do you see? Nothing. Nothing. I don't see nothing, right? So we like, it's funny to me. I fall asleep.
You guys just thought I was a whole hypochondriac.
Me and Madison fall asleep. Okay. Me and Madison cuddled up. We falling asleep. Logan's okay. in the end of the bed laughing. Then she was like, she wakes me up. Call Benz and tell Benz in the morning, find me a Lyme disease specialist to make sure I don't have Lyme disease, right?
Uh-huh. I had to be at London school early in the morning.
So I texted Benz, right? And I added Gia on the text because I just thought it was funny. I said, Gia.
Right, you thought it was funny.
Emergency. Call a Lyme disease specialist. Gia thinks she has Lyme disease ASAP.
You said for some strange reason.
For some strange reason.
Benz, am I lying? For some strange reason, Gia thinks she has Lyme disease.
Correct.
You're basically like, humor this bitch.
Right.
That's what you, that's right? basically right. where you were coming
so
from.
Now, so what okay. I do is I call a couple of friends and I'm like, yo, my wife thinks she has Lyme disease.
Who'd you call?
Don't worry about it. They was like, did she get bit by a tick? I'm like, Gia never really goes outside.
They say that 30% of people that have Lyme disease have no recollection of being bitten by a tick.
She knows that because she Googled the shit out of it, right?
Yes, I did.
Right, but my kids last night was like, Ma, you never even walk in grass. Like, where's a tick going to come from? Right? So they all say the same thing. So Gia calls
ticks
me back.
Ticks can't get around?
So Gia calls me back from the doctor's office. The doctor doesn't think I have Lyme disease. I said, no shit, Sherlock. I could have did
probably
that.
You called the doctor ahead of me.
Oh, my goodness.
Because both of you had the same reaction.
So Gia's going to, she has to take her blood test. And then she has to double check what the doctor says. Pretty much stop Googling ish online.
Well, first of all, my doctor, you know, I didn't really understand. Let me tell you why I thought that I might have had Lyme disease since you decided to bring this up. I've been experiencing some joint pain. like when I was rolling my luggage, you know, my elbow hurt the whole vacation. Do you remember?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't make that up, right?
Well, you know why you have joint pain.
I'm not even going to entertain
you. Well, you know why you have joint pain.
I'm not even going to entertain
you. What joint hurts? Right hand or left hand? What? 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 Solve the joint pain. What other pains do you have?
Word. Okay. My pinky. About 2 weeks ago, I was trying. Well, we know why my pinky hurts.
You're a little freaky.
We know why my pinky hurts.
You freak. Let me smell it. Yep. Okay. So what else is there? What else is there?
But like, no, honestly, 2 weeks ago, I was writing and out of nowhere, my pinky started hurting and I couldn't hold a pen to write it was the strangest thing. And my left hip, for about maybe 2 months now, I've been having a pain in my left hip. There's no explanation for it.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, joint pain, cognitive decline. That's another symptom.
Mm-hmm.
Like my memory isn't what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned about that. My vision is starting to change.
Your vision been effed up.
My vision's not effed up.
Okay? It is.
No, it's not. My vision is not effed
up. Your vision's been effed up.
I don't wear glasses in contact.
Your pinky, your joint, and I blew your hip out months ago.
No, you didn't. Don't give yourself that much credit. Right. That definitely wasn't you.
Okay.
And I've been having a sensation of like having water in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's no water in my ear. So it's just the strangest thing. Like, I feel like I have to either like shake water out or go in there with a Q-tip or something, but it could be, I could have that experience before I've even taken a shower in the morning. Mm. So it's just weird. So then when I looked it up, it said that ringing in the ear, even though I'm not experiencing ringing in the ear.
Right.
Declined vision.
Right.
Cognitive disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had jaw pain. I'm not... Never mind.
Yeah, what?
See, that's why I can't talk to you about anything. You can't be serious about anything.
Yeah, what?
Nothing.
But we don't think she has Lyme disease.
For
so
real, it's a jaw pain, Ben. Jaw pain. And I had jaw pain like 2 weeks ago. I was on the phone with your mom. And I'm like, you know what? It's so weird. Like my jaw hurts.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you might have TMJ. You should get that checked out. So when I looked up Lyme disease... All of these things, plus a few other things, I've been experiencing.
Well, 4 out of 5, I'm sorry.
And then, right now, I have like a bump behind my ear. And the bump came out of nowhere. I've never had a bump behind my ear. And when I looked it up, it said swollen lymph nodes, which is right behind your ear. And when I went...
That's a pimple.
No,
everybody got pimples.
No, it's not. When I went to the doctor today, he told me it's a swollen lymph node. See, I'm not imagining things. But what I didn't like about the doctor is that I only got to like the second symptom. He was like, you don't have Lyme disease. I was like, I only told you 2 of like my 8 symptoms. And he was like, you don't have Lyme disease. I'm like, how would you know that? We barely even dabbled in this conversation. And he was like, go ahead. So then he humored me. And then he was like, you don't have Lyme disease. I said, and how do you know this? He said, well, your joints aren't swollen. I said, you know, Google says that 20% of people that have Lyme disease, it goes undetected because doctors either don't believe them or because the test fails in about 20% of people that actually have it. And he was like, you can't believe the internet. The internet will tell you a whole bunch of things. And people come. He was like, half of my business is because of the internet. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, you don't think that I have it, but I need you to send me for blood work anyway.
Well, you know what?
I don't really trust you.
Well, tomorrow, one of the producers of the podcast has Lyme disease.
Who?
Chris Morrow. He's the one that, he has Lyme disease.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that owns the network that puts this podcast out. You can call him and he can tell you about his symptoms and what he has. And that way you can talk about Lyme disease. Okay?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to rely on my blood work because I'm not trying to self-diagnose. I just wanted to either go to the emergency room or see a doctor so I can get my blood work so I can know with 80% certainty whether I have it or not.
Okay. Well, I haven't slept in 2 days. Last night, about 2 in the morning, she's like, I think I should go to the ER. And I'm thinking to myself, please, Lord, no. Please, you don't have no damn Lyme disease. But we'll see. I just wanted to tell that story. I just, I thought it was entertaining. I thought it was
you thought
laugh.
It was entertaining.
It was. Last
the
night
fact
was funny.
That I may have
you don't have Lyme
an
disease.
Ailment entertains you.
Every time I think I have cancer in my armpit, you laugh.
I mean, but that's funny though.
That's not funny.
Cancer of the armpit?
I don't know.
That's kind of funny.
And anyways, so guys, the Casey Crew Retreat, all right? If you haven't heard, get your tickets left. Not too many rooms left. TheCaseyCrewRetreat.com. So now this is how it's going down. We announced the artist, all right? Shout to Little Mo. Little Mo is going to be doing our 90s old school party, that R&B party, that vibe. She's going to be there. She's going to be killing it. It's going to be such a vibe. Little Mo, shout to Little Mo. Then comedy. Major Hype is going to be doing comedy.
Yes!
Rip Michaels is going to be doing comedy. So how crazy is that? Major Hype, Rip Michaels is our favorite comedians. We love Major
That's
Hype.
That's who I wanted to be there.
We love Rip Michaels. Mm-hmm. So Major Hype will be doing comedy just for the Casey Crew Retreat.
And how perfect. He's a Caribbean comedian.
Right.
So if you guys don't follow him, follow him.
Right. And then on top of all that, Beanie Man will be there performing for the CaseyCrewRetreat.com. Now, let me tell you about Beanie Man, right? Now, first of all, we were lucky to get Beanie Man, right? Beanie Man charges a lot of money, a lot of bread. He's Grammy award winning, platinum artist, a reggae legend, Jamaican legend. But he looks at me like a brother. And that's the reason why. So when I called Beanie, he was like, Envy, I will do it for you. So he's coming to perform. And it's amazing. Now, let me tell you about Beanie Man. Beanie Man was signed to Virgin Records. I was on Virgin Records and they assigned me to go around with Beanie Man to really help him promote his record. I'm Jamaican through gear and through Beanie Man.
1 degree of separation.
Yeah, it's the truth. So Beanie Man, me and him would be on the road, traveling on the road, and we just got real close and he became a brother. So anything I needed from him, he would do. And everything he needed from me, I would do. So we have a brother relationship, even though we don't speak like that all the time. Whatever I need, Beanie Man came through. When he heard it was for me and Gia, he said, I am there, whatever you need. So that is huge. Beanie Man.
It's huge because he's performing for a very, very, very private event.
Absolutely.
So it's not like it's going to be thousands of people. It's going to be our private event and he's going to be putting on a show. So I'm excited.
Many people don't know. I tried to get Beanie Man for Gia's birthday 2 years ago, but Beanie couldn't come to the States and really he doesn't have a visa for the U.S. anymore. So he can't come here anymore, which we're working on. But I was going to have him perform mm-hmm. a private just for family, but we couldn't make it happen. Mm-hmm. But I love Beanie. So Beanie Man, Little Mo, Major Hype, Rip Michaels,
Louis
us.
V.
Shout out to Louis V. He's going to be DJing. So if you haven't got your tickets, hit up the CaseyCrewRetreat.com. You have a limited amount of time. It's in what, 60 days? Something like that?
62 days.
62 days. Yes. All right. Depending on when you listen to the podcast. So around 60 days. So definitely hit up the website and we want to see you there. Also, congratulations to us. I know it's a lot. I feel like it's church. You know when you're in church and they give you all the, and this would happen and this happened. Come on, give me 5.
For what?
I'm sorry, give me 5.
I don't trust you.
Give me 5.
I can't trust you.
Give me 5. Give me 5. We closed on our home.
Oh.
Right? We closed on our home.
Yes.
And it took a long time, but we finally closed on our home. And what we're doing is we want you to follow the journey on us. Fixing up the home, buying furniture, lighting, and
not
all this other stuff.
Not fixing it up, but designing it.
Designing the house. So I know there's not that many shows that show us on HGTV.
Well, not us. He doesn't mean us.
Our community. You don't really see our community on HGTV doing things like that. Like, we don't buy nice homes. Like, we don't design homes. Like, we ain't got fly shit, too. So Gia and I was like, yo, let's really document the journey and show everything that we're going through. It's not going to be easy because I know Gia and I are going to fight over everything, but I think it's going to be pretty dope. And we have to have it done in a pretty fast time frame because we need to move in ASAP. So I want you to...
ASAP means August?
No, June.
It's not going to happen by June.
It better not be August.
It's not going to happen in July.
It's going to happen in June. You're right.
You always have unreasonable expectations. We're not going to be done by July.
But anyway, follow
There's
our
a
YouTube
lot that
page.
Has to be done.
Check it out. give us your design ideas. If you follow some dope pages on Instagram, tag us so we can see whether it's couches, lighting fixtures, all that. Because we would love to see garages, closets, bedroom sets for kids, for us, kitchen, all that shit. Please tag us because...
You know, I have everything in my head already.
I know you do, but just in case she doesn't,
he wants cheaper alternatives.
Yes, absolutely. Now, let's get the podcast started.
Yes.
You know what I want to talk about?
What's that?
In a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
When is it okay to let go?
Let go of what?
The relationship. When do you look at a relationship and say, you know what? This is it. And the reason I ask is because... You should have let this relationship go a long time ago. This relationship should have been over a long time ago. But, you know, in a relationship, when do you let go? When do you say, you know what? It's it. That's it. I can't take no more. He can say he can't take no more. When should people stop trying? You know, there's a lot of people that always hit us and be like, hey, I'm having a problem with my man. I want to leave. Or a woman saying, hey, I'm having a problem, whatever. I want to leave. When do you feel in a relationship is that time to be like, you know what? We tried everything. It's time to let go.
It depends. You have to specify. Is it a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship or is it a marriage? Because there are different standards for each.
Let's do both. Let's talk about both.
Okay. Well, if you're married,
mm-hmm.
from my understanding, and I haven't read the Bible cover to cover, but again, from what I understand, you are not supposed to end or dissolve a marriage but for the reason of infidelity.
Right. But
I believe that infidelity is the only reason that God permits a divorce.
Well, let's take the Bible out of it. And the reason I say that is because people sin all day, B. Like, people have sex before marriage. That's a sin. There's so many different sins.
See, but I don't...
You can't decide what sin you're going to go with, you know, what in the Bible you're going to ride with and what you're not going to ride with in the Bible. Like, you can't do that. You can't do that. So let's take the Bible out of it.
But, okay, they do say that sins have no weight.
Correct.
But I do believe that murdering somebody is far worse than telling a lie. So I don't know
that's
how much I really ride with that whole notion.
That's what I said. Let's take the
but
Bible out
I
of it.
I think that I can't because that would be a big, deal to me. You know, I wouldn't feel comfortable divorcing for reasons other than that if I haven't tried every thing possible in order to save the marriage.
I'm different than you.
But don't get me wrong. Hold on. I'm not saying that I wouldn't divorce for other reasons. I'm just saying that I just want to preface it by saying that, you know, that's the standard.
I feel like when the feeling is not there anymore, like no matter what you do, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. The feeling is gone. I don't love anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter how good you look or how you make me feel. I just don't care for you anymore. That's what I think it should be over.
I think that I agree with you.
Because, like, if we're in a relationship and I don't love you anymore,
mm-hmm.
I'm not in love with you anymore,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason to continue on because now we're just roommates.
Yes, you got to that point, but up until the point that you got to that exact point, did you work on it?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Do you know what I mean?
But even because, if I didn't work on it, it's not there anymore. And if I don't love on you, now I'm forcing myself to love you.
Are we talking about a marriage or a boyfriend-girlfriend? We really have to specify because it's different.
Which one you want to start with? We can start with boyfriend-girlfriend. We can start with marriage.
Because when you're married, there's a lot more things that hang in the balance. So,
like what?
Children.
Yeah, but we always said that a kid or children shouldn't hold somebody to be married.
I believe that, but I'm just saying a lot more hangs in the balance. So if you have children, you have a home, you have a whole life together, you have a lot more to fight for. It's not as easy to just let go. So,
but if I'm fighting for something that I don't love, like for instance, if we have kids and I don't love you anymore,
mm-hmm.
I'm not in love with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have love for you,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not in. The kids can tell; they can read that immediately. Kids are not stupid, you know.
I agree.
So for us to be in each other's faces and not be happy mm-hmm. and be miserable,
mm-hmm.
that bleeds off to our kids.
I don't think that two people miserable should stay married.
Okay,
you guys already know that. Like we've said that many, many times. But I'm talking about if you're married, do you just not fight to see what might be wrong? Do you not try? Do you just say, oh, I lost that loving feeling, and then you just give up? Do you just be a quitter? I don't think that people should just quit on their marriages because they don't feel it anymore. There can be a reason. You should really get to the root of the reason. Maybe go to therapy. Maybe there are intricate things that are going on that throws people off and throws their emotions off.
So do you believe people could fall out of love and then fall back in love?
Yes, I do. I do. You know, sometimes relationships are like roller coasters, and we can be at a spot in our relationship where something went wrong. There could be a catalyst, something that caused us to go astray.
Let me ask you. In our relationship, we've been through a bunch of trials and tribulations, right?
Yes.
Some at our lowest points, always, like, at, you know, I wouldn't say always, but at our lowest point before.
Mm-hmm.
At any of those low times, did you ever say, I'm not in love with him?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't expect that?
Damn.
Oh.
So at one point in this relationship, you was like, I don't love him anymore?
There was, yes.
Really?
Not that I don't love you anymore, that I wasn't in love with you.
And why didn't you leave?
And that's what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying?
No.
This is
so how do I know you love me now?
Because I tell you, I don't lie. Do I lie?
No.
I tell you the truth, even if it hurts your feelings. I thought that you knew the answer to that question. That's why I didn't realize I was just shocking you.
I mean, you say shit all the time to shock me, even especially when we argue. So I was like, yeah, whatever. But so.
I didn't say that to shock you.
So there was a time in our relationship where you fell out of love with me.
Yes.
Why?
Because you were horrible to me.
So why did you stay?
Because I loved you. I loved you. And I knew that there was a wonderful person inside that lost himself.
What point was this?
At what point did I fall out of love with you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before I answer that.
Mm-hmm.
For you, what's the difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody?
Don't rub my legs. I don't even know if you love me now. Get out of here.
You don't know if I love you now?
Just love my doggy style. But love, in love with somebody. When you're in love with somebody, I would say this. When you're in love with somebody, I would say it's a feeling of desire, a feeling of want, a feeling of wanting to be there, held, touched, kissed. Rest. That's in love. Love is no matter what, I love you regardless, whether it's like a brother, like a sister, like a mother, like a father, like a child. That's what I would say in love is.
Yeah, for me.
So at one point you didn't want to be hugged, caressed, and kissed by me?
Yes.
Okay.
You've never felt that?
Out of love?
From me? No, well, I didn't ask you the question directly myself, but you never felt that from me? You've never felt that I was ever out of love with you?
No. I knew you were mad at me, disappointed.
I've told you. I've said it to you. But you have this keen ability to block things out.
Wow.
You have a keen ability to block things out. Things that...
We're getting somewhere, people.
I'm sorry.
No, it's the truth. You're being honest.
You block things out. And if something hurts your feelings or doesn't jive with you, you either put it out of your space or you forget. You mm-hmm. intentionally forget.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I've told you that, though. That's why I was surprised when you were just shocked when I said that.
You told me a lot of stuff, but I don't remember.
Remember,
I
mean,
I don't,
because you block it out.
Right.
Because you block it out. But this is my point. I knew that there was a wonderful person there that had just lost his way.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe for whatever reasons at that time, I couldn't get through to you. You know, no matter how much I told you how I was feeling or what I perceived as being wrong, you still continue to do those things. And I told you repeatedly, like, I am feeling more distant from you every day. I feel as though, you know, we're being pushed to the limit. And it seems so simple. They're just simple things that can bring us back together. And you are not choosing to do those things. Mm. But you have to think, you know, we've been together for 25 years. So what are you thinking right now?
No, I didn't know. I mean,
how do you feel right now?
No, I mean, I'm great. I know you love me. I mean, I know during our relationship, we had some fucked up times, and that was a fucked up time. And I'm so glad that we passed those times. But, you know, I mean, that answers the question. I mean, so how did you know not to leave or not to say I want a divorce, not to say I'm out of here? Was it the kids? Was it, you know, what was it that said, you know what,
I'm going to give it to you? For me, it was never the kids.
So what was it?
It was never the kids. Just like you said earlier, kids can always sense when there's a problem mm-hmm. in a relationship. When mommy and daddy aren't happy and there isn't joy in the house, kids know. And they may not realize it, but they're inadvertently being stressed because of it. It's not something that they can touch and feel. Even if parents don't argue in front of kids, kids feel that energy and it just doesn't provide a happy home. So I don't believe that people who are miserable together should remain married. I just believe that it's your job, it's the commitment that you make when you get married to try everything until you cannot try anymore, until it almost breaks you, because that's what you sign up for.
Now what happened?
You know, people take marriage too lightly these days. Mm-hmm. Now people get married, I think, more so for the wedding than for the commitment. Even though, you know, I was 22 and you were 23 when we got married, I knew what marriage was. I knew that it meant choosing this person over any and everything else forever.
What if one fights and the other one doesn't?
That's what I said, until it breaks you. Until you cannot fight anymore. Until you've said, God, I have tried everything that I can try, and I know that you do not want me to be unhappy. Then, if it comes to it, I think that, you know, God will release you from the marriage.
Jeez. Well, there you have it.
What?
No, nothing.
So do you think that you just intentionally forgot that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you say a lot of shit sometimes when you're mad.
I never say anything I don't mean. Never.
Well, sometimes I act like it and I ignore it.
You like to believe that maybe I'm just saying things out of anger. I do not say things that I don't mean.
Yeah. Well, she loves me now, motherfucker. So fuck y'all. Shit. All right.
Let's I guess you didn't want to really explore that topic anymore.
No, I'm done with that topic. You got any more questions? Shit done bit me in my ass. All right. Okay.
In this episode of the Casey Crew Podcast is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for black men. This year, Bevel is introducing a new lineup of products built for your skin and your hair. We'd like to introduce you to the Bevel Deodorant, an aluminum-free deodorant that goes on clear with no lines, streaks, or clumps, and stays strong to fight against odor for up to 48 hours. And the Bevel Bar Soap. Now, a sulfate-free exfoliating bar soap that's dermatologist-tested and infused with shea and cocoa butter. And lastly, can't forget about the Bevel Body Wash, made with the freshest ingredients, and you have to try it. They work amazing. Now, if you want more information, Bevel Skin is everything you need and nothing you don't. Hit up the website, getbevel.com. That's GETBEVEL.com. And don't forget to check out Bevel's sister brand, Form Beauty, available at Sephora.com and formbeauty.com now.
All right. You ready for the email of the week?
I guess so.
Shit. Don't rub me.
Well, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you love me or not. Get out of here.
I'm just joking. Okay.
All right.
Wait, before you read an email. Have you ever felt less than cuddly, amazing, wonderful with me?
I mean, there was times.
I know that it wasn't.
There was times when
one-sided. Yeah,
no, it was times it wasn't hunky dory, and things weren't the best. But yeah, I mean, we were going through those problems in that time. Yeah, it could have went left.
I'm not even talking about the time that you're talking about.
What? What time are you talking about?
I'm talking about when we lived on a lease.
Right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about that time. Me too. Not even talking about what you're talking about.
Me too. I mean, I know, like, there were times where it wasn't all hunky-dory and things weren't great. I was very immature, but...
And I want to correct what I said earlier. I said you were horrible to me. You were never horrible to me. But you were immature.
I was.
And you weren't responsive to my communication to make our marriage better. And I use the word horrible, and that's not... You were never horrible to me.
No, I wasn't. Yes, I was. You were saying? No, I was immature. It was a part of my life where I had to figure out who I was, figure out myself. And I didn't necessarily treat you right. And I'm glad you stayed, and I'm glad we decided to work on our relationship. I think we're in a way better place because of all those trials and tribulations. And mm-hmm. I think that we're tighter because of everything in our relationship, from those times, from the infidelities to all that. I think that pulled us closer. Mm-hmm. I think us being open and honest and going through the bullshit, you know, but it's just like, you know, some people choose not to go through the bullshit, and that's fine. But I think because of that, I think we have like an unbreakable bond. Mm-hmm. Like there's something between us that people can't break because we didn't seen it all. We didn't been through it all. We didn't been through the ups. We didn't been through the downs. Like there's nothing that we haven't been through, and we communicate everything. You know, we're able to talk about everything that I've done or that we've experienced or that we didn't like and that we loved, and most people can't. And because of that, it's made us in a way better relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm. I always felt as though there was something special mm-hmm. between us. I don't know if I really... Do you believe in the word, in the term soulmate?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily.
Why?
To believe that there's one person on this earth that's specifically for you and your soulmate out of the billions of people on this earth, and you find that one person? I don't think so.
You told me the exact opposite.
That's what I was trying to keep you, though. Because I was like, we're soulmates. Like, if you
are you kidding me right now?
If you leave, I'm like, no, you're my soulmate. You know, maybe. Maybe not.
Are you kidding me right now?
Maybe not.
No, I'm not kidding. Are you kidding me right now?
I don't know. Email of the week.
No.
I might have said that because of that reason.
Oh. Okay, hold on. So you don't necessarily believe that I'm your soulmate? And I'm not rubbing your feet anymore.
No, my feet are cold. I don't necessarily know about soulmates. I honestly don't know, nor do I think about it. When we were going through our hard time, Guy used to be like, I don't know, I think this relationship might be a forced fit, right?
You will never let that go when I said that.
Right, so she used to say...
So the time I was referring to, when we lived on Elise, that was a street that we lived on.
Spelled Alize, was that?
A-L-I-Z-E. But anyway, when we lived on that street, we were there for like maybe 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the greatest time in our relationship. But go ahead.
No, I used to say, I think this relationship might be like a force fit, like we're forcing
that's how
us
I
to be
felt.
Together.
That's how I felt at the time. And I might have said that a couple of times. Like I said, I feel as though we're a force fit. Like
correct.
We are forcing ourselves to remain married
mm-hmm.
and to be together, but it doesn't feel organic. It doesn't feel as though it should be that way. It didn't feel that way. How do I put this so that makes sense? Our actions towards each other, and it wasn't just you, it was me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like we were both flawed. I was immature and I definitely played games with you. I toyed with you. I toyed with your head. I admit that. I did that. But even though our actions were showing that, I knew still that we were meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that. And that's why I stayed.
Right. I knew we were meant to be together too, but I don't know if, I don't know the definition of a soulmate.
So, but you've been very clear, because I don't necessarily believe in soulmates. So I'm not judging what you said, but that's why I'm reflecting to the conversation that we've had before when I said that I don't necessarily believe in soulmates and you said that you do.
Well, let me tell you this.
And then you went on and on and on to explain why you did. And now you're like, oh, here with the billions of people.
Well, let me tell you this,
planet,
right? Let me tell you this.
Do I believe that there's only one person that's meant just for you? I'm a little taken aback because like you probably had, I don't know, like a 20-minute dissertation why you did believe in soulmates. Well, so you see where I don't lie in this relationship. Apparently you do.
I used to. Yeah, absolutely. I did whatever I did whatever it took to keep us together at that time.
Okay.
But I don't necessarily know or believe in soulmates, but I feel that our souls are connected.
Shut the hell up. I can't even. Did you really just say, like, stop it. You want to read the email here? You sound ridiculous.
I do feel that way.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't really believe in soulmates. I believe that our souls are connected.
Let me explain. Motherfucker, let me explain. Soulmates, when I say soul, no, I'm going to tell you. I believe that we're connected. So funny. What's so funny?
Everybody in the room is laughing, by the way. Okay. Everybody.
No, I believe that our souls are connected.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, this is going to be good. Get your popcorn.
Okay.
Tell us why.
Now, when you say soulmates and people like this, you know what? Email of the week.
It's going to be good. When you say soulmates.
I'm going to tell you.
Right?
When you say soulmate, you know, that's the idea of that there's one person on this earth for you. Right?
Yes. You believe that there's two. Go ahead. You have my undivided attention.
But when I say I believe we're connected, I believe there's things that can't be explained about our relationship. Like,
it's cosmic.
No, it's not even that it's cosmic, you ask. But I feel like some people can say, oh, you've been around each other so long. You know what each other, you know what he's going to say. You know what she's going to say. You know what this person likes. You know what she likes. And that is true. But I believe that when I say we're connected, there's things that we can do that I don't think you can do with anybody else or I can do with anybody else, even if we would have been with them for 30 years. I just feel that way.
Word.
Give me an email of the week. Give me an email
you believe
week.
That there's things that we can do together that other people cannot do with us as well. Because only we can do it.
Give me an email of the week.
No, dude, what are you saying? You said
forget
you
this.
Don't believe.
No. This. Give me.
No. You said you don't believe in soulmates. You told me you believe in soulmates.
I said, I don't know if I believe in a soulmate one-on-one for one person. I don't know. I don't know the mechanics of how I feel about that. But I do believe we're connected on another level outside of just me and you.
Our souls.
Well, fuck you. You know
outside
what?
Outside of our souls.
Fuck you. I do believe that we're connected. We're connected in a way outside of a normal relationship. I don't know how to describe that. I don't know what that means. I don't know how to explain it. But if the feeling that I have with you is a feeling that I have with nobody. It's not just a relationship feeling. It's not just you're my wife feeling. It's a bond. Like, it's the weirdest shit. It's like, and you can laugh, but
I'm done laughing.
It's like you're my sister. That like we came, this is going to sound crazy. It's like we came out the same vagina close.
That is weird. Yep.
It is, but that's how close I feel to you. If I had a sister, she would be Gia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm an only child.
That sounds a little incestuous to me, but continue.
But honestly, if I had a sister, it would be you because we're that close. Like we're close on a level how I would look at a brother and a sister, how I look at Madison and Logan and how close they are.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that with other relationships. Like if you go through any of your friends that are married or dating or boyfriend or anything like that, the relationship that we have is more than just a fucking sex relationship. It's more than just a I love you relationship. It's a you're my fucking sister brother relationship. Like the way we talk, the way we communicate, the way we're always on the phone with each other, but the way we don't get tired of each other, the way that we can wrestle and fight, but still have that bond is something I've never seen in most relationships. And I can't even pinpoint another relationship where it's like that. There's nobody out there that I see and be like, oh, their relationship is like ours. I have never seen that shit before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To the point where I don't get tired of you, and I should.
Because I suck, apparently.
I mean, you do suck, but...
You know, that's... It's...
What? You said it, not me. But like, when I say that, I really... It's the truth. Like, we don't get tired of each other. Like, think about it. I leave in the morning, we pray, I go to work. While I'm at work, I'm texting you. When I leave, I'm speaking to you. When I'm at my other job, the real estate in the office, I'm texting you. When I'm home, we see each other. We're on top of each other. We're watching television. We're together. If I'm out of town and you come, we're together. We're always on top of each other. Like, we don't give each other space. And most people would say, I hate my fucking wife or I hate my fucking husband. I don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I would say it's something special that I just don't see. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a soulmate, but this is something that I've never seen before or people don't even talk about. So when I talk about it, people look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you tired of that bitch? But I'm not. What the fuck is wrong? What's wrong with you?
I can't stand you, but I love you.
We're going to the email.
But wait, but it was really supposed to... But that was leading to... So you've never felt close to falling out of love with me?
I have. But
why are you so shocked when I said that? Or have you ever fallen out of love with me? I say close.
I haven't. I don't think I've fallen out of love with you. I thought I hated you.
Oh, okay.
I disliked you. But I didn't dislike you because of you. I disliked you because of me.
What do you mean?
I think at the time.
Are we talking about the same period?
Yeah, around the same period.
Around that same period.
Right? I think I was feeling myself so much more. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I wanted something that I didn't want. Like I and it's hard to explain because I was working, I was DJing, I was DJ Envy, I was doing this and doing that, and I don't know what I wanted. And that's the crazy thing. You were grounding me, and I didn't think I want to be grounded. You know, you were making my life complete. And I don't think I thought I didn't want my life to be complete. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that that's what I wanted, that's what I needed. That's what made me wholesome. That's what made me complete. It's almost like it felt like the devil was pulling me this way and you were trying to pull me back. And I was like, fuck you. You know what I mean? And I did everything I possibly could try to do to not like you. You know what I mean? Like everything I could possibly do to not like you, I was like, she got on animal print.
I hate animal print.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in my mind, I tried to do everything I could to not like you. And I think because you were good for me. And I really feel at the time, it's going to sound crazy, that I was on a negative shit and negative forces were pulling me away from you. Mm-hmm. You know? So mm-hmm. I was trying not to like you, if that makes sense.
So you said that you almost hated me.
Yeah.
But isn't hate strong?
It is strong. That's why I said almost. I didn't say I hated you. I said almost.
Okay. And you know, it's funny because you pulling away, that's what I was referring to when I was saying that I was trying to communicate with you and you would just deflect the communication. You pulling away made me play games with you mm-hmm. and it made me toy with you. And it made me want to not be so nice right. and so kind and so loving. It made me want to be spiteful. It made me want to hurt you. It made me say things that I knew would cut you, mm-hmm. which I think that my reaction, it's kind of like a snowball. You start here, And then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's problems piling on top of problems and circulating problems. And it's like one problem begets another problem. And then you just don't really understand how the hell you even wound up there.
Right.
And if I had God more in my life at the time, I probably would have seen the wrongs in my participation in that. Because all I can do is own what I did wrong during that time. Because you did wrong is not an excuse for me to have done wrong.
Right.
But I couldn't see that. I mean, it was too immature. We were probably 26, maybe around 26 at the time, mm-hmm. right? And I just, I knew how to play games. I knew how to be manipulative. I knew how to get what I wanted. And I thought that what I wanted was to hurt you.
Right.
So when we would argue, it would just be knocked down, drag out, nasty, wicked. And both of us would fight to the death and one of us would prevail at the end. And that was the goal. Like, talk about a messed up goal, right. You know? And I think that was probably the worst time in our relationship, but even at that time, we didn't really climb out of that. And you know what the crazy thing is to me? And tell me if you understand, or if you perceive it the same way. Even though all of that was going on, you still managed to be amazing to me at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think vice versa. It was like this dual situation that was going on. We would go out. And you were still affectionate. You were still loving. You were still caring. You were still good to me.
And
it's like, privately, and it wasn't that there was a facade or a farce. It was just a dual situation that was going. And we've never talked about this.
Right. And hey, I know we're not going to need an email of the week this week because we're way past time. But I think part of that was because of, we were friends.
What do you mean?
I tell everybody all the time, if anything ever happened with me and Gia, I would take care of her for the rest of her life, regardless of what happened. Even if we split up and then I left, and then I hit the lotto for $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
That would still be yours as well. Just because you're my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hardest part if me and you broke up would be me losing my friend. Because regardless, you're that one person I can call and ask you, and then you're going to give me an honest opinion on anything that's going on with, you know what I mean? Even if I'm dating somebody else, you're going to say, I don't really like her. Mm-hmm. Or you'll say, oh, I like her. Mm-hmm. That's who you are as a person. Like, I see so many relationships, and then the relationships get fucked up, and the woman turns on a man, or the man turns on a woman. One thing I can guarantee is you would never turn.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing something illegal, I can guarantee that you're not going to turn me in. You know, if I hid money somewhere, I can guarantee you're not going to be like, you know what? Here's the money sitting here. I know that from you. That's a true friend. And I don't know if too many people have that true type of friend. That's what I have in you. And that's why I tell everybody, no matter what happens, you will always be my friend.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the hardest part, me losing my friend. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love the most about you. I love the fact that you're sexy, you're cute, you got big titties, nice ass,
okay.
Smart, intelligent, but you're my friend. Like, that's the most important thing, that I can talk to you, you listen, and you give me great. Like, you're my friend above anything else in this world.
So you were saying that to say something about that duality that we had going on.
Right.
You know,
that regardless of how I felt, you're still my friend.
But it's like you.
We can go home. We can
like
be.
It was bad, you know, but it was still so good at the same time. Like, I wasn't calling my friends like, oh, you know, this guy, he did this, he did that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, I never almost hated you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel that way. But I may have fallen out of love with you. But I could never say that you were bad, mm-hmm. or that you were, I don't know. I just remember during those times we would go out and we would enjoy each other. We'd have fun. You were still nice to me. You stroked my ego. You always gave me compliments. You always held mm-hmm. my hand. We never lacked intimacy, you know, mm-hmm. like even during all of this, we'd probably still be intimate the same night. Do you know what I mean? Like everything was right, but interpersonally, things were wrong,
right.
you know, and we weren't mature enough to handle it properly on either end. So we made it through that.
Yeah. I'm glad you love me now. I'm glad you're my friend now. Oh my goodness. Well, it's time to get up out of here.
We didn't have time for one email?
No, it's time to get up out of here. We got to go.
All right.
All right. Well, again, the kccrewretreat.com. You see what this relationship is about? It's about experiencing the good, the bad, communicating through it, finding things out, getting to know your partner. And that's the reason why we do this podcast. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes you find up some fucked up shit that you didn't really know about. But hey, it makes our relationship stronger. The kccrewretreat.com. I want to see you guys there. Little Mo is doing our old school party. Major Hype, Rip Michaels, is doing the comedy. Louis V, shout out to Louis V, he's DJing. And Beaneman, Sim Sima, who got the keys to my Bima?
Right.
Who am I? Yes,
he is. They're bogling in the background.
Yes, they
Stop
are.
That, both of you.
Yes, they are.
I want to shout out to Custom Candle Co.
Yes.
Her name is Marcy, and mm-hmm. she sent us some beautiful candles. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you'll see that sometimes I post her candles because you've gotten me gifts from her, and as a thank you for posting, she sent me some more candles. So thank you, Marcy.
Let's do this. Every week for the next month, we're going to give somebody a candle. Somebody that leaves a comment, that listens to the podcast, tells us what you think about the podcast. You leave a comment either on our Instagram or our YouTube page, and we will send you a candle.
Okay.
All right, we can do that.
You're just going to give away my candles without asking me?
Our candles.
No, actually, my name was on the box. And she said, thank you, Gia, for supporting me. So she sent me the candles. And now you're giving away my candles, but that's fine.
Yes, it is. So that's shout fine. To Marcy. Yes. And what's the Instagram page if they want to check out Marcy's candles?
Custom Candle Co.
Okay, Custom Candle
Custom
Co.
Custom Candle Co.
Shout to Marcy.
I'm sure
and
that our
Candle
camera
Co.
guy is going to put it like right here.
That's right.
You guys.
So shout to Marcy. Marcy, we appreciate you for sponsoring our podcast, and we're going to send somebody, like I said, a candle each and every week. So leave a comment. Tell us what you think. If you're going through the same problems, and you can always email us thekccrew@gmail.com. If you have questions or comments, we'll try to get to them. That's thekccrew@gmail.com. All right. Also, last thing, if you want to learn about real estate, we're coming to so many different markets this year.
We're coming to Jamaica.
And we're doing a one in Jamaica. We're doing a seminar in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. But not only that, we're doing Miami. We're doing Toronto, Chicago, Atlanta, and Charlotte. So if you want to learn more about real estate and creating generational wealth, just click the link in my bio and you can get, you know, when we're coming to your city. All right?
Yes.
It's time to get up out of here. We'll see you guys next week. I'm DJ Envy.
And I am Gia Casey.
And that was another edition of the KC Crew.
That didn't go as planned. Toodles!